The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And
Lord knows they'll try.
This is Mark Anderson filling in for John Stadtmiller tonight here on the National Intel Report at the Republic Broadcasting Network, a great website too, republicbroadcasting.org. I think some people don't always realize that there's a lot of good news, timely news, informative news posted at the website. The website's right up there with the radio output. So those that might check it out only occasionally or haven't looked at it in a while or maybe haven't seen it at all and you're kind of new to RBN, you got to check out the website, republicbroadcasting.org. A lot of good stories posted there, announcements, and a way to listen live and on the archive. Now, as many of you know, I do Stop the Presses, a thrice weekly show. There's a word you don't hear much, thrice, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, from 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern. Stop the Presses here on Republic Broadcasting. I've been doing it since latter 2018. I used to do other shows on here, the AFP report, as well as When Worlds Collide. I actually go all the way back to 2008 in the spring of that year when I first started doing internet radio here on RBN. So I've got 2 hours to work with now, so things are going to get a little more dangerous, quote unquote, and we're going to take a little bit broader sweep at these things. My guest tonight is Mickey Poletta of Mortgage Defense Systems, formerly the Citizens Reform Center. That's another outfit he once had. And he's a Federal Reserve expert, and he's written a lot of books and papers and court documents on banking and banking fraud and corrupted courts and many things that we'll talk about today. But he's got some special announcements and initiatives to go with that today. Some important things to look forward to. We got to get around this COVID thing. I think you would agree, Mickey, and not let it hypnotize us. Yeah, it's there. It's largely a scamdemic. There's so much fraudulence in those numbers, in the cases and deaths. The fraud is just overwhelming. So they can get a mega profiteering vaccine, or many of them, on the market. But anyway, Mickey, so COVID-19 is full of fraud, but the banking system's been full of fraud almost from the beginning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing just great, Mark.
That's great, Mickey.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about our work, and I'm just dying to explain it to everybody in the United States.
Yeah, you seem like you're on hair trigger tonight. Maybe you had a lot
I
of coffee.
I most certainly am. Yeah, I most certainly am, because we're almost finished with it. And Steve and I in the group now, we've been working on this brand new complaint for at least a year, and we're coming up with all kinds of new information. And it's, you know, it's really the simple, Mark. From now on, I want to start filing this by the masses. That no more of this single complaint. You know, that's all the judges do is dismiss it and throw us out of court. and that you're never going to win. But if we start doing this and start fouling 30, 40 at a time, Mark, what are they going to do?
They can't just sweep it under the rug.
That's yeah, right, Steve. They can't
and let
do
me
that.
Clarify that the other guest tonight is Steve Conklin, who's working with Mickey Pelletta. I hope I said your name right, Steve. Good evening.
You did, Mark. Good evening.
I didn't butcher it. All right. Yeah, guys, the this COVID thing, which I'm not going to make predominant tonight by any stretch, has done one thing for us, maybe more than one thing, of a positive nature, and that is it's making topics and concepts that were formerly taboo or safe to ignore, at least, now it's not so strange to discuss them because it's revealing a lot of fault lines. It's unmasking, pardon the pun with all this masking going on, it's unmasking a lot of serious flaws in our social, economic, and political system, or we're noticing more about the flaws we already knew about. One way or another, it's either new stuff or it's new dimensions to stuff we already knew about. But I know President Trump had put some kind of moratorium on foreclosures, but I'm hearing, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm hearing that that moratorium on foreclosures could be lifted soon. No doubt the usurers and the financial rapists and the financial system want to get their teeth back into Americans because they have no shame, these people in the financial hierarchy. But before we launch into what your idea is, Mickey and Steve, and cover all the key points that surround this issue, what are you guys hearing? Is there still a moratorium on foreclosures right now for the time being? And is it going to be lifted soon?
To an end.
What's that?
I said for the moment, but I think it's coming to an end. So we need to take advantage of that time to come up to speed and be ahead of the game instead of being on defense all the time, going the offense.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm bringing it up, because we can all hope and hopefully contact the White House or in any way we can get the message out to convince the government to keep that moratorium in place to buy time. Because what you said, Steve, and what you said, Mickey, if you fight it one person at a time, it's like the spit wad against the side of a battleship. And if you're fighting it while foreclosures are going full bore, then you're always back on your heels on the defensive rather than on the offensive. And so we can hope this moratorium lasts. We know it won't last forever, and we don't want to use it as a crutch, but we can hope that we can build more energy and time and get our ducks in a row and come out on the offensive and put the banksters on the defensive for once in their life, which is where they deserve to be permanently. But with that being said, go ahead, guys, and kind of segue into what the main highlights are in terms of your work and in terms of your initiative.
Okay, Steve, do you want to go first?
Well, I was just going to say on this time that we're buying, you know, some people sit back, well, they can't come after me yet and all that kind of stuff, or they already have, and, you know, I still got more time. We need this as the learning tool for everybody to learn and come up to speed and be able to file in mass, filing one at a time, here and there. They just sweep that under the rug, you know. They marshal their forces together and just wipe you out as if you never were heard. Whereas if we have a bunch of people filing at the same time, they can't just sweep that under the rug. It's going to get some attention and maybe get the results we're looking for to hold these people accountable, expose them for what they are, the banks, the ABA, the Federal Reserve, all of it. And expose them for what they are and fight back. You know, there's power in numbers, and that's what this is about.
The ABA being the American Bar Association.
Correct.
Of course, many of our congressmen and senators are lawyers. It's almost like a requirement almost, you know, anymore to be a significant congressman, to be one with some notoriety. It's practically a requirement that you have to be an attorney. At any rate, yes, I see what you're
opposed,
saying, Steve.
Which is something that was originally opposed to the Constitution, the original framers, that these people with titles of nobility weren't supposed to hold office for the very reason we're facing now, the power to corrupt the judiciary.
And Esquire, after your name, Esquire is considered basically a noble title of sorts, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that was before 1863. Mickey, correct me if I'm wrong. Up until 1863, that is, 100 years before the Kennedy incident, that
the
was
first
it, right?
Year, Mark, that was written in, and it was 1810, and I think it really it was passed by the state of Virginia in 1819, and it's been on the books.
I believe it was ratified in 1819. When it first came out about 1810, somewhere around there.
But it was removed from the Constitution in 1863, right?
Well, that's what they guessed.
Hello?
Somewhere during the Civil War, right after the Civil War, the American Bar did that.
Who's saying hello? Oh, well, we have a slight technical problem. Mickey, we'll keep things flowing as we should.
Yeah, what I want to do now, what I want to explain, everybody, is this. I've been doing this now for about 40 years, and I have filed lawsuits, countless of lawsuits, all over the United States. And what I have to stress, what upsets me the – yeah, you got dropped. Yeah, I'll call them back then or whatever. Yeah, what we got to do, people – is we have to understand that what upsets me the most, that when I get these calls, they say, oh, Mickey, yeah, I just hired a lawyer, and he's the best lawyer in town. Guys, listen close, okay? If you hire a lawyer, that you just lost your case. Steve is going to read something when he gets back on the phone that we found that the lawyers are representing the courts. They take their orders from the courts. And they have to protect this banking fraud. And there's no way that you're going to hire a lawyer and survive. That you're going to be paying this guy $5,000-$10,000. And guess what? You're going to lose. So you could lose your house for nothing. Don't hire a lawyer. Let those guys starve.
This first duty to the court, not to
sorry,
you.
Go ahead.
Attorney's first duty is to the court, not you.
You're not coming through real clearly, Steve. Keep going.
I'm sorry. An attorney's first duty is to the court, not you.
Correct. They're officers of the court.
Yeah, they are demeaned, subservient to the court.
Yeah, that's a fundamental thing people need to keep in mind.
Yeah, Steve, what does demean mean? I'll explain it to the people on this call.
Well, basically that their duty is to the court first. They stand under the court. They may be representing you, but their interests are with the court first and holding up what they want.
Yeah,
that's
there's a pecking order, yes.
Yeah, there's a pecking order, and you'll see sometimes there could be a so-called good attorney, but he steps out of line, and next thing you know, he's disbarred or suspended or whatever. I've seen that time and time again, attorneys that try to expose things.
And it just doesn't work well, does it, Steve?
No. Not at all.
At any rate, Mickey, you were starting to get into the meat of this. And we've got about 6 minutes before the first break, but go ahead and lay the groundwork, set the table in terms of what the main thrust of what you guys are doing. We've already talked about how this is very good timing for this. It's not going to get any better than this in terms of timing, but what is this all about, this initiative? I know your history, Mickey, because I've worked with you and reported on what you've done, the King's Bench, Cognovit Notes, different approaches to getting the courts to be accountable and to look at foreclosures and banking and what mortgages are and the whole thing. But what is different this time? I know that you want to go sheer numbers. Yes.
Yeah, this time here now that besides that, I have wrote with Steve's help that we have a whole course of 30 videotapes that we want everybody to join and start learning this stuff, and we're going to be starting Zoom calls, too, along with Mark. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be teaching everybody how to go into court and properly object and stop being cowards to these judges. They are corrupt, and these judges are making many, many thousands of dollars by allowing these lawyers to steal our homes. And it's got to stop. So what it is that we're going to teach every one of you, that we're going to be doing Zoom calls, these calls, and you're going to completely understand how to object. You're going to learn the rules of evidence, 901, 902, 1002, 1003, and you're going to learn how to use them in court. Because those days of these lawyers going in, and you go in like a little wimp, those days are over, guys. They're still in our homes every day. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to teach.
So this is an educational initiative using Zoom and other technology to teach people, school people, tutor people on how to represent themselves in court and fight the foreclosure racket and all the fraudulent documents and fraud that permeates the whole thing is what it boils down to, correct?
Mark, that's exactly right. They were actually going to use Zoom, and we're going to hold up documents, and we're going to go over them page by page, sentence by sentence, where we're going to teach the people how to go into court and stand up to these guys. And I want to present the facts. I want the banks to prove they actually lent us money. This system is fraud, and we've been allowing them to get away with it. Those days are over, guys.
Yeah,
that's only going to work if people learn. If people learn about their own case and what they need to do, and these things are filed in mass, that's the only way it's going to work. It's a numbers game, and learning about your own case, how to defend it, and actually go on the offense with it.
Right. So
now, there's another major point about this. Now, before we break, Mark, I'd like to get this in.
Go ahead.
With this method now, that we're going to take people that have already lost their homes, and what I want to do is start going after the collectors, that because what they used against us was all forged and fraud notes, and this is the only system that I know of that we want to start going after the people that lost their home so that we can get them the value of their property back. But they owe us. Let's go after these crooks.
So it's not only for people that are contemplating that they might lose their home, it's also for those that are in the process of possibly losing it, and also for those that unfortunately have already lost it. It applies to all of those, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely right. But I know this. I know, and from what I've read, there's 400,000 people that lost their homes in the last 2 years. That's absurd. That's got to be stopped. And the only way that we're going to do it is we have to join hands and let's learn and go after these guys and file fraud suits on these guys every day in court.
And you described it as filing fraud suits. Did I hear you correctly?
That's right, Mark.
Yes.
Yeah, on the basis of fraud, yes. Because it's the most prevalent thing, obviously. As you say, they have signatures of citizens and people that innocently took out so-called loans, and those signatures appear on documents that person never actually signed. They use digital image extraction, and they scan a signature, copy it, and paste it onto a document that the person never actually signed. The fraud is very, very rampant. Yes.
And then they've collected fully on those notes, and the place has already been paid for. Then they filed defaults where there was no default even an occurrence, and they've collected again.
Hold that.
And then
hold that thought, Steve.
We
do have the ads at this point in time. Excuse me. We'll be right back with more.
What goes up comes down. Must come down.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
To the National Intel Report, I got to make sure I don't say stop the presses out of habit, covering for John Stadtmiller tonight on this fine network. And my guests are Mickey Poletta and Steve Conklin talking about mortgage defense systems initiatives. And you guys got to, when you hear the music coming, you got to watch the breaks. They'll kind of blindside you a bit. So, Steve, you got cut off a bit. Go ahead and pick up where you left off.
Oh, I forgot where I was at.
Well, what are we going to do now? Well, then we'll have to have Mickey elbow you aside.
Well, what if I tell you Mark, I forgot too? No, I didn't.
Well, while Steve is remembering, I know we all get kind of inundated with information.
You got to keep in mind, you've already paid for the house when you signed the note when they monetized it, one. Two, oftentimes the bank will file for a default, even when a default hasn't occurred yet, because they collect again. Three, they sell those notes. Matter of fact, they'll make copies and sell it. It'll show up a couple different times and collect again, all off your so-called signature, if you actually even signed it. So they've collected multiple times on the value of that note and then still come after you.
Yeah.
Giving you consideration. They've given you no consideration because they didn't pay for it. You didn't borrow any money. You funded it.
That's the thing, right, Mickey and Steve, that when you apply for a loan and you sign the documents, they monetize that and they turn that signature into a negotiable instrument. And as a banker has told me, more than one banker off the record, a bank, when it, quote, loans you something, parts with nothing. They do not loan you any of their depositors' assets, nor do they loan their own. They simply hit the keystroke and conjure up figures and against their reserves.
They create money out of thin air.
Yeah, against their reserves, they come up with this number and they create a demand deposit account, but they don't part with any asset. So by consideration, you mean that they should be taking at least an equal amount of so-called risk as the so-called borrower, but they are not. All the risk is put on the so-called borrower, who's actually the financier through his signature.
Well, Mark,
yes.
Mark, what we got to do is just look at the promissory note. In paragraph one, they're all the same. I don't care if it's in a judicial state, a non-judicial state, wherever it is. It's all the same. But paragraph one reads, I promise to repay for a loan that I have received. What loan are they referencing? That's a lie. It's fraud. The banks never loan money. It's against the law. They can't do that. So I think it's about time that we understand this and stop going for the bull that these guys are putting over on us. And I think it's done. It's past the time now that these lawyers like Phelan making at least $1 million a year by taking people's homes and they buy them at auction for next to nothing, and then they sell the home. And then they walk away with all that money to put in their bank.
The equity. They walk away
with
all the equity.
Yeah, it's not the banks that are doing this, guys. It's the lawyer.
The banks are simply colluding with the legal establishment. Phelan, being a Pennsylvania attorney, for point of clarity, a rather mysterious guy, I'm told. Even a picture of him is almost impossible to find. And I think, wasn't the figure actually like $70 million in recent years that he made?
Mark, I think that's just right. That's not even hitting the button. That's not even close. Because if they go out, right? I know a couple of our friends that you met at my house that they have lost the values of over $500,000 in two homes, and it went straight to Phelan.
So they're basically harvesting the equity on this. They're not just acting in court. After court, they're continuing with profiteering and basically mining, you might say, or harvesting the equity.
Yeah.
Well, they buy the house at a sheriff's sale for nothing.
Yeah. They're harnessing and they're accessing and harnessing and taking that equity. So that's the ultimate financial incentive for the fraud and all the topsy-turvy legal proceedings.
Phelan's a good example. Now, they've been busted before. Holland in deposition has been caught with, you know, manufacturing things and not running it through a notary and all this other stuff. But in any event, they put on the books that their legal fees are $200 or $500 processed. But yet, they've got branches across the United States with, you know, 20, 30 lawyers in each place. And there's no way they're paying them on $200, $300, $400 per house. They're harvesting the equity out of the homes they steal. And that's how they're doing it.
They're not simply surviving on fees that are paid for their services, is what you're saying.
Exactly. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it on those fees. Not to see the expansion that they've made.
Yeah, with many outlets for Phelan rumored to be in several states. That would require a little bit more research, of course.
Right,
Mark.
Use a middleman.
Mark,
some
it's
sort.
Just like this too.
We have served
Phelan with numerous FDCPA suits.
Okay, we'll be back with more on that right after these messages. Got to watch the ads, guys. See you soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right.
Hey. Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Mark Anderson filling in for John Stattmiller here at republicbroadcasting.org. The 6th of August, 2020. Good evening. My guests are both hours, Mickey Paletta and Steve Conklin, working with Mortgage Defense Systems to fight the foreclosure racket, which is fraud right to the core. Guys, we got to watch those ads. That music will smack you upside the head, and I don't want to lose what you're saying. So who, we're drawing straws here. Who wants to talk next?
Yeah, Mark, I'm with Steve now. As far as that music, I've been on your show many, many times. For some reason now, it's very, very faint. It's very, very difficult to hear it when it kicks in.
Well, I guess that's just the nature of the beast. At any rate,
well,
you were
We'll work around that.
We were talking about the fact that banks part with nothing when they quote-unquote loan you something, so it's not really a loan, and that's the taproot or the kind of the fundamental core of this fraud. I don't think we need to beat that one to death. Unless you want to add something about that part of it, guys, then we can start drawing kind of concentric circles out from that core and talk about how this emanates out from that. And, you know, describe the whole picture. We have both hours, of course.
Yeah, but, Mark, I would like to bring up another point about the promissory note.
Go right ahead.
And if you take out your promissory note, right, and if you look at paragraph N or paragraph O, it depends on which form you have. Okay?
There's two versions.
And what it says there, guys, is listen close, that they have default insurance. And one of my researchers, and he's an expert witness in court for me, he has a master's degree at the University of Virginia. He has a master's degree and rose up to work for the eighth largest bank holding company in the United States. What his job was for this major bank, as soon as they had the mortgage signed, and they had it filed with the recorder of deed. What this guy's job was is to file a default claim with their insurance, because every promissory note that has on it a default clause where the banks have insurances where that loan is paid as soon as you go in to a default. But just keep this in mind. Bob said every loan that his bank would issue, he collected the default insurance before the first payment that was made, oftentimes within the first month. So you what mean, about that? How many times do these people want to get paid?
Within the first month of a foreclosure or within the first month of getting
month
the loan approved?
Yeah, it's the very first month after getting the loan.
So, in other words, they've already got their money through the default insurance, and so it's not even money they're after. They're after the asset, the real estate itself.
Mark, they get paid. Listen to this. If you go out and take out a $350,000 loan, and let's just say that the interest rate is right around 4 or 5%. You know how much money you're going to be paying them back?
I won't calculate it, but it's a lot.
$200,000. And keep in mind, they never lent you a dime. Then they collected on default insurance and got paid the second and third and fourth time. Then when these people create the promissory note, that they give that to the Depository Trust Corporation, that where it could be sold for another 15 or 30 times. That system, we have to stop it. They're still in our homes. And look, the government isn't going to help you because they're part of it.
So you're saying they're not only getting paid for the house right up front by the default insurance, you're saying they're selling notes and selling interest in the home in the market and making money exponentially over and over again while the mortgage holder is struggling to make monthly payments.
That's exactly right, Mark.
I have seen evidence where four or five banks simultaneously claim to have the note because it was sold to them. At the same time.
Yeah, so how can they all be the holders of the so-called debt?
How can four or five banks have it? Yeah. So that's how much money they're making off this stuff.
Yeah, now I do have a caller. I want to make sure I don't forget. This is a good subject for callers, of course, among many others. I hope he's still with us. It takes a while sometimes to get around to it. Not intended. Chris from Vegas, are you still with us, Chris?
I am. Yes, I am, and I thank you so much for this very timely and material to everybody in America and probably the world because of the corruption of the court systems and the bank systems, BANC or BANK. In fact, I've even discovered some very revealing information reading some of the foreclosure documents related to the J.P. Morgan Chase Bank so-called acquisition of WaMu, and in their settlement agreements with the supposed FDIC and the Office of the Thrift Supervision doing the foreclosure on a SWAT team raid here in Nevada. In that particular documents that I was reading, I found them talking about, and they divided the name Bond King from banking, B-A-N and K-I-N-G, separated. And because I study with another couple of people that are pretty sophisticated, some of them actual commonlawyer.com, Brent Allen Winters, and they have taught me the concept of core bond. And so when I saw this, it flashed to me, this is what they were talking about, the kings of core bond take it because they can. And this is what these bankster gangsters do. And in the particular situation with mine, I had put in a very incriminating document where I had done the own research myself and determined that the so-called low bid auction to one pre-qualified bidder, in spite of many being interested, of WaMu's assets being only J.P. Morgan Chase people from their banks, was done for $1.888 billion to acquire about $27.5 billion worth of assets of WaMu, except that the FDIC, in their infinite wisdom, doing the low-bid auction sale, settler for all parties, including both banks, the government, and the people, supposedly, foreclosed, and they also gave J.P. Morgan Chase Bank a deferred settlement tax write-off in the amount of $1.888
billion. Billion with a B.
In order to steal my house, the judges, Gloria Navarro being the chief judge, and two of them I can happily name if you like, Vince Cam Fernbach and J.C. Mahon, met in camera ex parte without me, the plaintiff in the case, who paid the $400 filing fee for the case, stole my $1.5 million common law lien, labor lien, and stole my house. And it's rumored here in the Western District that $25,000 cash is the amount that these debt-collecting attorneys that have no first-party direct interest in the outcome of the auction or the sale, who are cutting themselves a fat hog of egregious unjust enrichment by stealing homes, because stealing them is much more profitable than buying them. And they absolutely stole my house from me, these criminal federal attorneys, who are lining their pockets because the wheels are coming off the wagon of the imploding economy, and so they're stealing everything they can get their hands on, in my estimation. What say you?
Well, you're absolutely right, sir. You're 100% right. But what I ask you is, why don't you come on board with us and learn what we teach and get involved with us, and let's start going after these guys collectively. If we could get a group, 30, 40 people going in and filing this complaint, and we'll give it to you. And all we ask is to go in and file and study this, and let's go in and stop these collectors from stealing our home.
Well, I have been studying on my own for many years and happy to study with you guys, bringing more knowledge to the fight.
Yeah, well, hear me out.
Okay? People's rights.
I'm not being, you know, facetious or anything like that.
No, I didn't picture that you were.
Yeah, okay, thanks. But I've been doing this, you know, and I've been teaching, and I've actually worked with law firms where I've been teaching them. But where the answers lie is that you can't file these yourself, because all the courts are going to do is dismiss them, and you're going to lose. But what I want to do is start filing these by 30, 40, 50 at a time. That's the only way that we're going to get this. Yeah, so all these people that go in and file their suits, that all by themselves, believe me, it's not going to work. I've studied with the sharpest people in the United States, and you're not going to survive that.
Well, I'm most interested, Mickey, and your partner there. I had a predatory loan by a broker-dealer agent masquerading as a WAMU sales agent who had financial interest, and she notarized her own documents. That's notarial fraud in factum. So if
well,
we can work together, I'm glad to come on board and study
you
with you gentlemen
them.
And learn
you
from
get
you.
A group. Yeah, get a group and let's go after the guys. Let's go after the bank. That's what it is.
Absolutely. I'm not bashful about that.
And the notary.
If I may suggest, Chris, leave your contact info, Chris. If you'd leave the contact info with the station, with the board ops, that'd be great.
Absolutely. I'll be happy to.
Yeah,
and thank you so much for coming on with Mark Anderson.
Yeah,
okay,
Chris.
Yeah, please leave your contact info.
Chris, write down my number and give me a call, all right? My number is 717-979-3061.
That's
717-979-3061.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I've got it. Thank you so much. And I'll make sure I get my
informative and inquisitive call. Very helpful to what Mickey's doing and the overall conversation. Appreciate it.
Oh,
I was just in Vegas in February. Enjoyed it very much. Look forward to going back.
One thing I can leave for you. If I'm still on?
Yeah, Chris, you're on.
Yeah, you're still with us for the moment. Yep.
In Corpus Juris Secundum, Volume 7, under Officers of the Court and Attorney Fees, you will find that all officers of the court are oathed, one, to the bar, two, as officers of the court, and three, not to their mere money-playing clients. You're exactly right. If you hire an attorney, they'll throw you under the bus.
Well, that's going to be
client,
also
as a client, you're a ward of the
Title
court.
7, Clause 4, Chris. That's what that's in.
Yeah, as a client, you're a ward of the court. That's not good.
Yes. Thanks, guys. God bless America.
No, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, very good, Chris. Yeah, so that confirms that the so-called citizen who thinks he's getting legal representation is really just kind of a ward of the court and someone who's at a diminished position right from the get-go. And certainly
yeah, and Mark,
it's not
the
in
only
the ultimate
one
interest
making
of the attorney.
Any money in that deal is the lawyer.
Sorry?
Yeah, the only one that's making any money in that deal is the fraudulent law firm.
Correct, yeah. And any lawyer that goes contrary is doing it at his or her own personal peril. Otherwise, they have to adhere to that system if they want to keep their bar license and their bar card and keep going. But that was a very helpful call. It looks like you have
guys.
A contact. Mickey, I do have the number to Chris. I won't talk about it on the air, but I'll get
okay,
it to you
yeah,
later.
Right.
And now you have each other's number. So that worked out well.
Okay, guys, but listen, whatever you do, do not hire a lawyer because you could lose your house for free. So why are you going to pay these guys thousands of dollars? It just doesn't work.
Yeah, you might as well try it pro se. You might as well try it pro se. At least if you were to lose, you're not paying the lawyer all that money. That is true. But with that, we've learned a lot of interesting things there. We've outlined things today that we've, of course, talked about before, but it's helpful to reiterate them. Banks don't really loan you anything. Therefore, the whole thing is fraudulent from the beginning. When you have the promissory note, they have the insurance by which the bank collects the money anyway on the real estate in question. So the mortgage payments are superfluous. And then there's all the selling of notes on the markets. There's the multiple notes for the same property held by various entities, banks, and debt collection law firms. Phelan being a big one out of Pennsylvania, spelled P-H-E-L-A-N, Phelan. The mystery man, and we've talked about how they harvest the equity. They're going after these homes to make them cheap, to get them on the cheap, and then make a lot of money in the real estate markets. And so it's quite the racket. That's sort of a snapshot of the racket, isn't it, Mickey?
Yeah, Mark, that's exactly right.
Yeah, we're coming up on the next break here in just a moment. But the calling number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We'll be going into the second hour soon, but I'm sure there's others out there that have experienced this themselves or know someone that has. So we encourage you to call and get involved with Mickey and Steve and Mortgage Defense Systems and begin to seek remedial action here. So we'll be back with more right after these messages.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in 2 sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack Black D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty.
Our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I'm the guest host of the National Intel Report tonight, Mark Anderson, filling in for John Stadtmiller here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I've been talking in this first hour to Mickey Paletta and Steve Conklin, representing Mortgage Defense Systems, and a renewed and vigorous effort to collectively go after this financial racket, this octopus that's gobbling up people's homes when they already make plenty of money and make all their money up front. mortgage payments being basically a redundant, superfluous exercise in financial slavery, one of many aspects of the financial slavery. They talk about chattel slavery that affected African Americans, blacks, whatever you call them politically or politically correct or incorrect, whatever you might want to call them. But the real slavery is this financial slavery that affects everybody of any background, any ethnicity, any class, pretty much any class, except for the upper classes, perhaps. But really anyone from any walk of life, this is the real slavery. You don't necessarily need handcuffs on to be bound. You don't necessarily need shackles on your ankles to be bound. We have invisible bars, you might say, with this financial slavery. It's not just wage slavery, it's debt slavery, it's usury, it's many things. We do have a couple more callers. I'm going to try and defer those till after the top of the hour so I can give them the proper attention. I'm hoping the callers can hang on. It comes quickly. But guys, we're getting close to the top of the hour. There's just a couple minutes, then we'll go through a little bit more advertising, and then we'll be smooth sailing. But Mickey, I know that there's a lot of different directions we could go with this, but go ahead and continue.
Well, that's fine. I'm going to let Steve take over this next section, Mark.
Okay, this is a short one, and then we'll get into a long one after the top of the hour.
Okay, good.
I was just going to make a quick commentary about how lawyers have taken over the judicial system. Originally, we were based on the Constitution and Blackstone's commentaries on how to apply it. Judges thinking based strictly on the Constitution. But somewhere around the 1870s, a dean at Harvard Law School, Langdell, I guess his name was, turned it upside down and made it about case law. And you would follow case law, whatever a judge decided, you would hold that up in subsequent rulings based on how they would rule, subsequently. So instead of having something based strictly on the Constitution and Blackstone's commentaries and so forth, now you had whatever judge thought it should be making a ruling, and that became case law. And then everything followed that a judge could mold what he thought it should be, put his in his own social thinking and whatever, and turn whatever was left of the Constitution into an organic, living, breathing, always evolving, as opposed to being strictly construed as the founders had it. And this is where the ABA started to take over the judicial system.
Very interesting. We'll get into that more after the top of the hour. We'll be right back with a couple of callers as well. Stay tuned.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.